This is Senator Al Simpson. The National Economic Commission has now finished its work on the budget recommendations. It sure won't make our jobs any easier. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the National Economic Commission spent 11 months wrestling recommendations of reducing the budget deficit, and after all of that sweat, they couldn't come up with a solution. Congress had desperately hoped the commission might give us what all politicians long for, cover, when it comes to making the tough decisions, but they didn't. And our deadline for reaching a budget resolution by May 15th is fast upon us. It's so important to note that not a single member of the commission recommended new tax increases. And in light of public opinion polls, we know that option is just not there. Congress, and it's you Democrats who hold the majority in the votes, need to do some awful heavy lifting, pal. Reducing spending on entitlements, domestic programs, and yes, defense outlays. Ready, Ted? You'll have a hernia.
Al, Congress and the administration have had some worthwhile successes in recent years with expert bipartisan commissions, advising us on problems that defy easy solutions. So it made sense to try the commission route again to see if a better way could be found to reduce the budget deficit. Things didn't quite work out as we hoped, and this commission was a fiasco. The problem was that the commission members had to do their work in the glare of an election year. They thought their assignment was to read up on the economy, but they wound up reading George Bush's lips instead. Their deliberations were polarized and politicized. Now the ball is back in Congress's court, Al. President Bush still wants no new taxes, but it's far from clear that the deficit target can be met without unacceptable cuts in vital social programs. Stay tuned, Al. The budget debate may get worse before it gets better. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on 37 million Americans who don't have health insurance. It's a national disgrace. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.